Psalm 64. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. I will read, let the Yoruba just one verse. From the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter ones, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. The commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? Verse 6. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. Verse 7. That's the good news. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. In this passage that we have read, we can see two types of arrows there. Number one, the arrows of the wicked. And number two, the arrows of God. God will not bring out his arrows until the enemy has been busy using his own arrows. When the enemy is at work, they provoke God to action. Whatever you are facing today will determine how God will deal with your enemies. That's why somebody advised the enemies. He said, when you are digging a pit, make sure you don't dig it to be too shallow, to be too deep. Because you may be the one that will end up inside. So when the enemy throws arrows at you, God will send it back in multiple folds. So concerning somebody here this morning, the arrows that the enemy has lodged in your body will multiply it 1,000-fold and we send it back to where it's coming from. Can I hear your amen? The psalmist says here, he said, this arrow is the handiwork of the wicked and the workers of iniquity. Some people, they cannot sit down to design something that will bless humanity. They only sit down to create things that will hurt humanity. The Bible said that they whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows. They are so excited to do evil. And I pray for somebody that the power that is excited to wound you, suddenly God will wound them today. Look at Psalm 64 verse 4. The Bible said that they shoot in the secret. In the secret. In the secret. They don't shoot it openly. Openly, they will laugh with you. They will shake hands with you. They will rejoice with you. But in the secret, they will shoot at you. All those who are shooting arrows against you in the secret, they shall be wounded today. And the lady ran all over the place. Even got money from where she should not get money. She bought ticket for the lady. Send money to her. Brought her from Dubai to Nigeria. And settled her in her house. They were living together. Before you know it, this girl from Dubai now seduced the husband of her friend. And the lady now said, "What have I done for you to take my husband?" He said, "So you want to know what you have done?" He said, "God has been blessing you always. Even while we're in the secondary school, university, everything has always been working out well for you." He said, "She's the only one that has been having problems. And she's not happy that you are happy. That's why I must do something to make you sad." The girl said, "Hey, my baby, what have I done? Is that a bad thing?" He said, "Look, your sorrow is my joy." You can see somebody firing arrows as somebody that has been helping her. Concerning somebody here. Against you for being perfect, God shall triumph against them. Let your amen run on fire. Let your amen run on fire. Let me explain. What do you understand by arrow? An arrow is a weapon that is like a thin, straight, thick stick with sharp end, sharp pointed end that has been designed to be fired from a bow. So arrows, they are very dangerous. Whenever they fire it, they fire it on an assignment. And it's not a good assignment. I pray concerning somebody here that the arrows that has been fired against you in that office infectious elements that can cause or hasten death. You know, we have heard of some people that they deliberately put poison on the top of that sharp edge of that stick, and they put poison there, and that poison must not touch the blood of an human being, and then they will fire
it.
I want somebody to lift up Esau's hand. They will